Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we start today, we have a request. If you are really enjoying what we do here on the Internet Marketing Podcast, then if you could, please leave us a review on iTunes or your podcast app, of course. That would be fab. It really helps us to grow the podcast and ensure we bring you great marketing tips and advice each week. And today, I'm joined by Rickard Wikström, product development and sales at Internet Vikings. Rickard, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Rickard, tell us a little bit about yourself, because you've done talks and you've run businesses and all sorts. Tell us about Rickard.
Yeah, my background, very technology driven, and worked with internet hosting and internet marketing for the last 15 years. I have founded a few different companies. One was an email security company called Stay Secure that we sold 2 years ago. I'm currently the owner of a group of companies called Polar Bear Group, and we are the largest company in that group is Internet Vikings. And that's what I do on a daily basis, manage that group and doing product development and sales at Internet Vikings.
I like the name Internet Vikings. Where did that? What was the inspiration behind that?
It was, we had a small contest at the office, like what should we call the new name of the company? But yeah, we wanted to have a more international name than we had, where there were a Swedish name before that. Someone said, if we don't find a better name, let's name us Internet Vikings. And no one found a better name, so we did Internet Vikings.
I like it.
And it's very good, like everyone remembers it. So, and we had a party in Stockholm like 3 years ago, and we rented a big Viking boat. It was very, very nice.
Sounds amazing. So what I want to talk about today is a huge subject in internet marketing, the subject of link building. I'm going to assume our listeners don't know much about link building, which is highly unlikely. What's your definition of link building, and how do you see how it's evolved over the last few years?
Yeah. So link building is basically a vote. If I link to your website, I basically want my visitor to look into your website because I think it's worth something because I linked to it. Yeah. It's a vote that I tell the visitor of my site and Google or anyone else that, please, look at this other site. And in terms of evolving, if you look 15 years ago, that's how, like when Google came out, or 15, 20 years ago,
yeah,
that's where really, that what Google did better than the other search engines. They were better at counting links, evaluating links, so that to get a best search result. And today, it have evolved into a way of people are using it both for good and bad. A lot of people are using it in blogs, and also newspapers to have links in the content, to link to other articles, and it's much, much nicer. And you get much more background information if you can click on a link if you read a news article.
Yeah.
So I think it's a very good thing for the average user of the internet. But of course, some people are using it to manipulate the Google results in a bad way, and some people are doing it in a good way.
That changed a lot, didn't it, with the sort of advent of those very sort of high-profile Google updates like, you know, Panda and Hummingbird. But are people still, I'm trying to think of a good word here, are they still abusing link building?
I would say, I have to say yes, unfortunately. I would like to say no to that question, but there is a lot of abuse on the internet in general and also with it. You have the Google Penguin update was targeting, like especially the first one, was targeting massive linking with very commercial anchor texts. And that was a very good update to just remove people that overused and abused the links. So it's Google are getting better and better. And I think the serious companies and good sites are, and everyone are benefiting from this, especially the average user on the internet.
And looking forward over the next, you know, 2, 3, 4 years, how do you see it evolving? I know it's a hard question, but how do you see it evolving, Rickard?
Google are getting better and better. They're also getting better and better to look at unnatural links and looking in ways that the relevance of a link and to try to measure links so that Google will not rank a site better than other sites just because of too many bad links. And Google will be better, but of course, the people that are building will be better as well. So it is a cat and mouse game. I don't think no one will win in the end, but it will be harder and harder for the people that are really abusing Google. And that's a good thing for the average user on the internet. Sites are getting better on knowing, okay, what sites to link to, not to link to a particular site, and not to, if someone sends you an email like, hey, can you please link to my payday loan site? People don't do that anymore. People did that 10 years ago, and the awareness of the average webmaster are getting better and better, and also by Google. So in the end, we will see better search engine index, and that will be better for all internet users.
Now, you mentioned that Google's getting better at sort of assessing the relevance of links and spotting slightly odd links. What should we not be doing with our link building, Rickard, when we're sort of executing this?
One thing is not link to anyone that you see. And if someone emails you and wants to pay 500 euros to link to a payday loan site from your blog, probably you shouldn't do that, because that's someone just buying links. And also, in terms of getting links, Google says you shouldn't pay for a link. You shouldn't try to get paid links or try to email someone that have a blog and link to your payday loan site, because that's also against the Google rules.
Yes.
Build good sites and build good sites that people would like to link to. And also, one important thing is that there is a lot of shortcuts and have been a lot of shortcuts that you can buy on like Fiverr.com or Freelancer, where you can buy 500 forum links for $5.
Yeah.
The problem with that is they will sell those links to anyone, and it's not worth to pay even $5 for it.
No.
And people are taking shortcuts because they don't understand the value and then the disadvantage that comes with those kind of links.
If there was one thing you could say to our listeners, just one sentence or one short idea about link building to kind of sum it all up, what would it be? What would you say to our listeners?
It would be very easy. Be careful, both like what kind of links you're getting to your site and what links you are giving away, who you are linking to. If someone emails you saying, hey, I will pay 500 euros to link to a payday loan site or any very commercial site, then don't do it. It's very easy. Don't link to it.
Sage advice.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. How can our listeners find out more about you and more about Internet Vikings?
The easiest way is to go on internetvikings.com. And there's some information about Internet Vikings, what we do, what we help webmasters, SEO specialists with. About myself, please connect to me on LinkedIn. We'd love to get in touch with more people.
Fantastic. Ricard, thank you very much indeed. And thanks to our listeners for listening. The show notes are in the usual place, sitevisibility.com/IM podcast. Don't forget that survey. It's at sitevisibility.com/survey. If you want to email us, it's podcast@sitevisibility.com. Or if you want to tweet us, it's @sitevisibility. And if you want to continue the conversation, don't forget we have the Site Visibility group on LinkedIn. So that's all from me, Andy. And it's all from Ricard.
Thank you very much.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.